Good morning. What a beautiful day for the Lord to come again. Are you ready? Let us hear the word of the Lord. Psalm 25. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he will teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. This is the word of the Lord. Father, may you bless the reading of your word to our hearts for your name's sake. Amen. O dear Father God, this morning we come to thee, knowing, dear Father God, that we have, dear Father God, the invitation to come boldly before your throne of grace. Father God, we thank you that we can come knowing that your ears are open to our cry. Father, we can come knowing that you neither sleep nor slumber. Father, we can come knowing that you are a very present help in trouble. Father, we can come knowing that you are God, full of grace, full of mercy, full of compassion, with loving kindness, dear Father God, you have drawn us to you, Lord Jesus. And with your tender mercies, dear Father God, you have encompassed us about. And we know, dear Father God, that before you we call, you answer, and while we are yet speaking, you heard. But Father God, this morning, as I bring all who are listening in every corner of the world, dear mighty God, Lord, I pray that each one would examine themselves before you, and Lord, see themselves as you see them, Lord, naked and exposed. And dear Father God, that you know every single thought. You know the intentions of our hearts, dear Father God. And I pray, dear Father God, if we hold iniquity on our hearts, that we would confess it before you, that we would lay down our burdens before you, because your word tells us that if you hold iniquity in your heart, God will not hear you. And so, dear Father God, I bring all who are listening right now, and I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, Jesus, that they would accept your wonderful gift of salvation, that they would accept, dear Father God, the Lord Jesus Christ as their only Savior, that they would believe on the Lord Jesus and be eternally saved, that they would believe that you love them, as John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. That means God loves you. Dear Father God, who are listening right now, God loves you. And he says in his word, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. Let them know and believe, dear Father God, because you love them so much. You gave your very best. That's the word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I pray that all who listen, if they do not know you as their Lord and personal Savior, that they would just yield, fall down before you and say, Father God, I'm sorry for my sins. Forgive me. Please come into my heart and cleanse me. Make me your child and help me to live your way instead of my way. And Father God, if they believe with all their hearts, Lord, you will come into their hearts. You'll forgive them. The Holy Spirit will come and indwell them. And dear Father God, whatsoever they ask the Father in your name, you will hear and you will answer. Lord, I pray that they would recognize that sometimes you answer yes when we pray, sometimes you answer no when we pray, and sometimes we answer wait. You answer wait. And so I pray that each one would accept your answer, but just keep remembering, dear Father God, where your word says men ought always to pray and not to give up, not to get discouraged, not to faint, dear Father God, and knowing that you hear and you answer. We are reminded, dear Father God, when you reminded us, dear Father God, about that widow in Luke 18, dear Father God, who was going to that unjust judge, and he would not listen to her. But one day he decided, I have to listen to her because she'll keep coming and she would weary me. And he listened to and he gave her justice. And you said in your word to us in Luke 18, so what about you? When you cry out to me day and night, I will hear. I will avenge you speedily. And so I pray that each one would come to you. Father, I bring before you those who have requested prayer. Father, you know where they are. You know them by name. Father God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you would open up, dear Father, your bowels of mercy and compassion. And according to your will, Lord, you would grant them their request. Father, those who are sick, dear Father God, you know, dear Lord Jesus, you know what is wrong. The doctors may not be able to help, but you, dear Father God, can help. Because you are a very present help in trouble. You made us, and you know every bone, every sinew, every muscle, dear Father God, every blood vessel, dear Father God. You know every organ in the mighty name of Jesus. And we know that you are a healing Jesus, Father God, for those, dear Father God, who have children. Lord, I pray that they would bring them up to know you. And if they are past the age of childbearing, that they would pour into the life of a child, whether a grandchild or a neighbor's child or dear Father, whoever child you may bring across their path. I pray that they would, dear Father God, make some time and pour into a child. For those who do not have children and who need children, Lord, I bring them before you in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray that you would open up, dear Father God, their wound. Father, that you will quicken their seed in the mighty name of Jesus. And according to your will, you who give life, that, dear Father God, you would grant them the request of their heart. I remember, dear Father God, even Hannah, Lord, she came before you and she pleaded with you and she cried out to you because you had shut up her womb. But dear Father God, because she believed and she trusted you, Father God, you answered and you gave her a son who she gave back to you. And dear Father God, he was such a wonderful blessing. Father, that is the Samuel who, dear Father God, you use so mightily. And so, dear Father God, whatever the prayer requests are, whoever, dear Father, is requesting prayer, you know, even if I don't know, and I ask that, dear Father God, you would hear, you would heal, and dear Father, you will deliver in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, the psalmist said, look upon mine affliction and my pain and forgive all my sins. Oh, Father God, even went on to say, consider my enemies, for they are many and they hate me with cruel hatred. But dear Father, he said, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Father God, I pray that everyone who listen would let integrity and uprightness preserve them, dear Father God, as they wait on you. Oh, dear Father God, Lord, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that we would understand.